Some news now from the world of sports. The Cleveland Indians set a Major League Baseball record this season by winning 22 games in a row. But they would give every one of those wins back if it meant they'd still be playing playoff baseball in October. The Indians' season came to a crashing halt last night at home, no less, with a 5-2 loss to the New York Yankees, who shrugged off a 2-0 deficit to win 3 straight and shock a club that looked unbeatable in late stages of the regular season. Didi Gregorius led the charge on offense, hitting 2 home runs in the first 3 innings off Cleveland ace Corey Kluber, who may well win the American League Cy Young Award this year, which takes into account only regular season performance. Kluber certainly would not accept the award on behalf of his playoff record this year, which consisted of just 2 games against the Yankees, one in which he was knocked out early, and last night's in which he could not get out of the 4th inning. On the other side of the hill, former Cleveland ace CC Sabathia is now a grizzled veteran, and he gave the Yankees exactly what they needed, maintaining a lead he could hand over to their formidable bullpen. After the Indians narrowed the lead to 3-2 for the Yankees, Sabathia gave way to David Robertson, who blanked Cleveland for 2 2/3, and Aroldis Chapman pitched the last 2 innings for the save and the win that propels the Yankees into the American League Championship Series against the Houston Astros. And the comeback means Yankees manager Joe Girardi will almost certainly keep his job, something that would have angered many Yankees fans had Cleveland won the series. Girardi's failure to challenge a wrong call on a hit batsman in Game 2 led to Cleveland's comeback win in that game, and that put New York in an 0-2 hole. But all that is a footnote to history now that the Yankees have roared back to take the series. In the National League in Chicago, the Washington Nationals rode a brilliant pitching performance by fireballer Steven Strasburg to a 5-0 win that evens the NLDS at 2 games apiece. Strasburg struck out 12 over 7 innings for his first career playoff victory, and Michael Taylor hit an opposite field grand slam in the 8th inning that fell into the basket overhanging the brick wall in Wrigley's right field that broke open what was a tight 1-0 game. So it all comes down to a deciding Game 5 in the nation's capital tonight. Kyle Hendricks gets the ball for the Cubs, but Washington manager Dusty Baker has yet to announce his Game 5 starter. I no longer find the Cubs lovable after breaking their 108-year World Series drought, and Anthony Rizzo's chest thumping and demand to be respected after the Nats dared to pitch to him with first base open in Game 3 was the nail in that coffin. The Nationals have never won a World Series, and you have to go back to the Senators in 1924 to find a time when a D.C.-based club has won it all. So I am all in on the Nats, especially now that Cleveland is out and nursing what has become a 69-year title drought, baseball's longest. Now, I mentioned a moment ago that Yankees manager Joe Girardi's job is almost certainly safe. The same cannot be said for Red Sox manager John Farrell, who was fired yesterday following Boston's playoff ouster at the hands of the Houston Astros. Is it fair to let Farrell be the fall guy for the Red Sox bowing out in the ALDS for a second straight year? Probably not. Farrell leaves his post as the only Red Sox manager to guide the team to back-to-back AL East Division titles, and he was the guy who managed that 2013 team to a championship. You could also argue, though, that Farrell lost control of a team that had too many off-field distractions this season and should not have sent Chris Sale back out to pitch the 8th in Game 4 after he'd already delivered 4 innings of scoreless relief on 3 days' rest. But Monday morning quarterbacking, to mix a sports metaphor, is easy to do. What's harder to do is something more substantial and relevant, which is to create a roster that has a better balance of power and pitching. I applaud Dave Dombrowski's emphasis on pitching and defense, but the Red Sox were the only team in Major League Baseball this season that did not have a grand slam to their credit, and they were 27th out of 30 teams in home runs overall. One season after losing one of the best power hitters in history with the retirement of David Ortiz, that was a hole that needed to be filled and was not. Moving on to the NHL, the Boston Bruins lost for a second straight game to the Colorado Avalanche. They were blown out 6-3 in Denver, all the last 2 goals by Colorado were empty netters. New Jersey Devils beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-3 as well. In Toronto, the Devils are unbeaten so far this season. Locally, 3 different goal scorers all tallied in the second half for the Middlebury Panthers in women's college soccer in their 3-0 shutout of Castleton yesterday. Amanda DeFonte, Virginia Charman, and Leah Salzman all provided the goals to improve the Panthers to 9-2-1 on the year. Madison Olker thrilled the Northfield crowd with a breakaway goal, her 3rd of the season, but it was the only tally for the Norwich Cadets in their 3-1 loss to Regis. No one could get on the board in a 0-0 draw between St. Michael's and St. Anselm in New Hampshire, But Barrie native Megan LaCours made 11 saves in net for the Purple Knights, the juniors' third shutout of the year. Men's college soccer, goals by Gio Alves and Justin Freitas gave UVM a 2-1 road win over Stony Brook. The Catamounts are now a game above 500 at 7-6. Drew Goulart scored the only goal of the game for the Middlebury Panthers. They beat Castleton 1-0. The Norwich Cadets recorded the team's biggest offensive output of the year, beating LaSalle 7-0. Carlos Guerra scored twice for the Cadets, who also got goals from two Vermonters, Montpelier's Ivan Benash and Stage Davis of Shelburne. Much closer contest in Canton, New York. The Linden State Hornets went up to overtime against Canton, but came up short in a 1-0 loss when Canton scored in the 92nd minute to claim the victory.